Our sermon text for today comes from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 2 through verse 11. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to him to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured. The deaf hear, the dead are raised, the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there was not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the word of God for the people of God. John's job, when he came to earth, was to prepare people to hear the message of Jesus Christ. He came and prepared people. John was not your normal, everyday person. He was a Nazirite, which would have probably made him not real comfortable in the church today. John would have had long hair. And we know that men can't have long hair. Although, I guess now you can have long hair and put it in a bun and that's okay. But John didn't fit in his world either, because there hadn't been a prophet in 400 years. And all of a sudden this guy shows up and starts telling people that they need to repent. They need to change the way they do things. And John was not afraid to tell people what he thought of them. He called the Pharisees and the Sadducees snakes. He told the king, King Herod, that he was a horrible sinner because he stole his brother's wife and married her. He was not afraid to say what needed to be said. And it landed John in prison, and eventually ended up costing him his life as he was beheaded by Herod. John is sitting in prison, and he's not feeling sorry for himself. You can read that in this passage. He's thinking about his followers. John had disciples just like Jesus did. Every teacher had disciples. A disciple is just someone who follows a teacher and learns from them. It's probably better translated as a student. But we've given disciples this great official name. But it really is just followers, people who seek to learn from someone. And John had his own disciples. And he heard what Jesus was doing. So what he did was sent his disciples to Jesus and said, "Go and see if this is the one we've been waiting for." That tells me an awful lot about John. John's not interested in people following him. John is interested in people learning about Jesus Christ and learning about God and following God. So he does whatever is necessary to get his disciples to follow the one they should be following. Now we know that some of John's disciples, you've probably heard of. There was a guy by the name of Peter and his brother Andrew. And we think that James was also one of his followers. There may have been some others. And when they saw Jesus and what Jesus was doing, they became followers of Jesus because they were looking for something. They understood that God was at work, and they wanted to follow God and learn about God. We have an opportunity at this time of the year to really be able to speak to people about God. Now, Christmas has become this great celebration of money, and they want you to spend all of your money and to buy all kinds of decorations, and you've all driven around and seen those houses where they have so much stuff in their yard they could never walk in it if they wanted to, because that's what they think Christmas is about. Christmas has become about Santa Claus and about Rudolph and about Frosty the Snowman and about so many things, but underneath it, I think we still have an opportunity to tell people about Jesus Christ and to point them in that direction. But it's not about a baby. Christmas is not about the birth of a baby. That's a part of it. But if we stop in thinking that Christmas is only about the birth of a baby, we miss the purpose of Christmas altogether. The Christmas was the coming of God's Son in human form into the world to show us about God, to show us what God was like. Do you want to know what God would do in any situation? Look and see what Jesus did. Because Jesus was God in human form. How did Jesus treat people? And that's what John sent his disciples to find out. Go and see what this man is doing. Go and see how he's treating people. He's curing people. He's saving people. He's changing people's lives. And that's what John wanted them to see. And I think today in our world, we have the opportunity to show people Jesus in just the same way. Because people want to see who Jesus is. They're not going to believe in Jesus if they can't see him. It's so hard to believe in something you can't see. So how are we going to show people Jesus? How are we going to let people know that Jesus truly exists? And the way we do it is the same way that John had his disciples see. Go and see what's happening. People are going to come in to the church at this time of the year. People are going to come on Christmas Eve to see the celebration of Christmas Eve. The celebration of the birth of Jesus. And we need to show them Jesus. Not just a baby, but we need to show them what it means to have Jesus Christ in our lives. What it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Because I believe Jesus is alive and living in each one of us who have given ourselves to him, who have asked for forgiveness for our sins and decided that we are going to be his followers. So how do we be his followers? We do what Jesus did. Most of you remember that little bracelet that went around a number of years ago. What would Jesus do? On Christmas Eve, we have an opportunity to show people what Jesus would do. Now, we're going to get all kinds of people here who may not be like us. They're not really good, upstanding, religious, Christian people like us. But they're going to come. And if you look at John, John might look at some of us and say, you're not quite as good as what you think you are. We're all in need of Jesus Christ. But we're all also in need of showing Jesus Christ to others. And the way that we do that is living like Jesus Christ did. Whatever people look like, whatever they act like, when they come in to our church, we need to look at them not with our eyes, but with Jesus' eyes. To try and see them not as we see them, but as Jesus sees them. And to understand that Jesus sees them very much differently than we do. He doesn't look at what they're wearing or what they're acting, if they have long hair or short hair or lots of tattoos. Anybody want to see someone with a lot of tattoos? I'll introduce you to my son. But he's got a heart of gold. He's a very nice person. But when people look at him, they don't see that. And we sometimes fall into that way of looking at people. It's been good for me because to see him, and people in the church have always said, oh, your son is so nice. Every time he sees us, he talks to us. He says hello and how are you doing? But people who don't know him look at him and think, who's this great big tattooed guy? And they don't look at him for who I know him to be. And I know that Jesus sees him as. And so that's what I want us to do as we have the opportunity to reach out to people. Not just when they come to church. All of you are going to be out. Well, not men. Men won't be out till Christmas Eve doing their Christmas shopping. But for the rest of you who do it ahead of time, think about that person who's checking you out at the counter when you're leaving the store. And give them a good day. Smile and thank them for what they're doing. Treat them as Jesus would treat them. See them as Jesus would see them. Don't look at them through human eyes, but try to look at them through God's eyes, because then we truly see them as who they are. If we want to change lives for Jesus Christ, then we must be Jesus Christ for these people. We must let them see him, not just in our rituals and the way that we do things, but in our lives and how we react and how we treat one another. It's not easy, but it's what we're called to do as Christians. Let people see Jesus. Because if they see Jesus, they may decide to follow him. That's what John wanted his disciples to do. He knew that his time was over. And his people, his followers, needed to follow Jesus. So he said, go, see what he's like. See what he does. And they went and they saw and they followed. We have an opportunity at this time of year, more than any other time of the year, to be able to show people Jesus. To show them at Christmas time what it's truly all about. It's not just about a baby, but it's about Jesus Christ who came into the world to love them and care for them and to be their Savior. Let us show Jesus Christ to our world that they may see him. Amen.